Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In news that absolutely shocked me yesterday, as I'm a big believer of all things that bring you comfort and pleasure and stress relief, producer Jess has told us that she has never in her life had a massage. Not because she's anti-massage, because she doesn't want to be massaged. Doesn't even for a second think it's an attractive option. And you're not alone in a shocking bit of news. Deanna, you're exactly the same way, right?
No, I don't need somebody touching me. That's weird. Oh my gosh. No, I'm just like Jessica.
I think it's weird if you don't.
Well, but you know, it all depends on how you were raised, on being touched a lot or not, and whether you think that's your space and you don't want to be invaded in it.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Are you like Jess? I don't even think about touching me.
Right.
So let's follow here, Jess. You have a spa. Your girls and you are going on a spa day and you're dreading this. Is this right?
I mean, it's not that I'm dreading it. It's more of I don't know what to do because we're planning one for November to celebrate a friend of mine's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we want to do a girls' day and go do a spa day. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I get to hang out with my friends and do something together. And then they ask me, okay, well, what do you want to do? Do you want massages? Do you want to do facials? And I'm like, well, I don't know what kind of massages. Like, they're like, there's stone ones. There's Swedish, there's this and that. And I'm like, I've never had a massage in my life because it makes me uncomfortable and makes me more tense
even
think about it. Like,
right.
I can't.
I get
it's
that.
It's making me upset.
I get that in a way. I have actually at times, and I'm a big fan of massages, I've at times had to tell myself, you're not going to get anything out of this massage unless you get in a different headspace. I don't advise you at this moment of your life to get a massage because you're clearly in a bad headspace if you're getting anxious even thinking about it. But if there's anybody that needs a massage, it's you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to start off full body massage, go the whole thing. You can't do that because that'll be too much for you. You'll be tense and it won't be worth it. But there's got to be ways to just like slowly get you into it because it is so healthy for you. I can't believe that. It's odd to me, even though I had someone very close to me for quite a while, couldn't stand it. Don't massage me. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law is like that. One time I'm sitting there, I'm rubbing her shoulders at a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I was just chatting and talking to somebody else and I could feel her like going, and I'm looking at her, I go, what's the matter? She's like, I really don't like that. I'm like, oh, it's just so odd for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not anything on me that I don't mind being rubbed. I'm telling you right now. It's true.
Well,
it's true. Like, someone's like, don't touch my feet. I'm like, go ahead. Go to town on my feet. I don't give a crap what you want. I know that sounded weird, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't have any, so.
I get a little uncomfortable when my husband rubs my shoulders, which he doesn't know. He'll lean over and, you know, start rubbing my shoulders. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah. And I get tense. It makes me tense.
Jessica was actually embarrassed talking about this, thinking that she was in the lone minority this.
I don't think so.
Blanca, what do you think the deal is here? 833-287-1037 with Jessica in this massage deal. Are you the same way? Or?
I would have a girl masseuse instead of a male masseuse. Sometimes that's more comfortable.
I mean, would it make a difference, Jess, at this point? Would you be more comfortable with a female as opposed to a male masseuse?
I've had a female massage my shoulders before, and I was so tense leaving it.
It doesn't matter.
It made
is what
me
you're
more
saying.
Tense when I left.
What if it's a super handsome man?
I mean, if you're going to call, like, Sterling K. Brown, we can do that now.
I'm just saying, would that put you at ease more? Would that maybe take the mind? It's very mental to me right now,
right.
It seems, right, Tan? That she can't get it through her head?
Yeah.
She can't get it out of her head that she's uncomfortable?
Right.
I mean, maybe a handsome man might help with that. I don't know.
I don't know, or that might make it worse, too. 833-287-1037. You're looking at him going, oh, God.
I know for sure. No. I've got a very specific way of finding a person that provides me with a massage, and there's a definite checklist. So maybe we just have to go through that with you. No, she doesn't want to be touched. 833-287-1037. Jess can't be alone with this, right? Let's help her out with this. Charisse is in Escondido. Charisse, where are you at with this whole massage thing? Jess won't get one. She hates them. She's afraid.
So I have a question for her.
Okay.
I want to know, when you get your hair done, do you like having your head washed?
That I do like. I like.
It's the same thing.
It's fine.
It's the same
thing. That's the same thing.
No,
it's not, because it's not the same, because you've had your hair washed as a kid, right, by your mother. I think right. When you were younger, did your mom do that? Did she massage your arms or your legs or anything when you were a kid?
So you're not a touchy family.
No, we're right. not a touchy family
right.
at all.
But you probably had your hair washed as a kid, so that was normal to you.
Yeah, but Charisse is right. They're not just washing your hair at the salons now. They're giving you a head rub.
It's like a full-on experience.
Right?
It's a massage. It's, you know, they go to the neck. You know, it's like a full-on experience. It's not just a scrub and done type thing.
Thanks, right, honey.
Thanks. Kayla and Escondido. Kayla, what you got with this?
I am a massage therapist. I work on people. Let me know.
Yeah. Kayla's worked on me before.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. Kayla's really, really good.
Kayla, do you get a lot of people that are worried about you touching them?
Yeah, most of the time it's usually men who are like kind of weird about it because they feel, you know, a little uncomfortable being touched by a female. But they're even more uncomfortable being touched by a male, so they settle for the female.
Yeah, we're a weird group, us dudes, man. I will say this. It wasn't until I was in my late 30s till I got my first massage, and I was in Vegas. It was a gift, and it was a dude that massaged me. And I didn't really care. I thought it was a pretty good massage. The guy had really strong hands, and it was a very effective massage, so much so that I was worried the first time I had a female masseuse that her hands wouldn't be strong enough.
Oh, no, they are.
Oh, my God. Forget about
that. I've experienced Kayla. She could be as strong as you wanted. So, Kayla, what is your suggestion for Jess on how to ease into that? Because we think she's missing out from the health benefits for sure.
Oh, she totally is. I mean, Jess, you also just had a child. You have so much going on in your body, your brain, that you just kind of need to have a moment for yourself. And if a massage is too much for you to handle right now mentally and emotionally, then just go for a facial.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and just be honest. Girlfriend, if anybody needs a massage, it's you. You got a new baby. You got an adult baby. Sorry, husband. You got us. You got to take care of your body, Jessica. Only body you got.
I know.
It's the only body you got for the rest of your life.
Angelique's in Escondido. Angelique, pro massage, anti-massage. What's Jessica thinking?
I completely agree with her. Like, massages and just people in general touching me gives me like anxiety and goosebumps that when I was pregnant with all my kids, I never let anybody rub my stomach.
Interesting. Well, I guess I'm down with that. I've always had a problem with people just freely just touching a woman's stomach when she's pregnant. But Angelique, what do you think that stems from? Jessica revealed that she wasn't in a very touchy-feely family, and she thinks that might have something to do with it.
You know what? I think that does contribute to it just because, like, I mean, of course my mom, like, loved us, but she didn't, like, give us hugs, like, every single day.
100%. I almost married someone like that, and he and his mom were super tight. I mean, really close, but they didn't do that. They didn't really hug much. Yeah. You know, it was weird to him to be touched a lot. And I was like, that's weird to me, you know, because my mom was always like that way. Plus, I think it started because when I was a kid, she used to give me, you know, the quarters to rub her feet.
Well,
she had nice feet though.
Thing.
So it was good.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Well, so, you see, I'm the opposite. I'm Italian. And we were always touched.
My husband's family is the exact same way. They're like always hugging and kissing each other. And it just, I can't. I have to like step away whenever we go to family gatherings just because it drives me nuts.
Now, do you wish you were different in that aspect or do you wish they were different in that aspect?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. They?
Really? So it's them, not you?
I think so.
Interesting. You see, devil's advocate here. Some listeners might think it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
To each their own.
I just want
to
hear that. All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Have we changed your mind at all, Jessica? Have we eased your stress about this?
Or do you want to try at least?
I mean, I'm going to try something. If I don't know. I don't know.
You got to go. You got to do baby steps. If you go in for the full body massage and you won't allow yourself to enjoy it, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, you're going to tense up and your masseuse is going to get frustrated with you because they're trying to do a job as well. And they can't do an effective job if you're not a cooperative subject.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I'll just drink a lot before.
Well,
that too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.